Hi there. So welcome to this YouTube video. Today's one is kind of funny. It's titled Seven Things Men Wish They Could Tell You as a Woman. All right, these are things men wish they could tell you, but they probably don't have the guts to tell you. So I'm the one selected to come and share it with you. But I need to first put out a disclaimer. This is in no way my opinion. And this also doesn't mean I'm endorsing any of the behaviors represented here. But this is just what men wish they could share with you as a woman and probably cannot. All right, so before I start, let me also say this. We are training marriage counselors and coaches. So if you don't have a flair for relationships or you have a flair for marriage counseling, please go to our website, www.ldmwithpk.org, and register. All right, self-paced and is virtual, so distance or timing is not a barrier. You can help families if you know it's your passion. It's a good side or full career for anybody. All right, and you can be single or divorced or married and be a good marriage counselor. All right, your experience can become even useful in the job of counseling. And don't forget, if you have not subscribed to this channel, please go ahead and subscribe and make sure you share and like the videos. All right, so let's start. Seven things men wish they could tell you. Number one, men cheat because there's nothing in a man that structures him to stay with one woman, naturally speaking. All right? Men wish they could tell you this, but it's tough. Most men will struggle with strain. Most men will. I've done this job for over 20 years. I've been a pastor for over 20 years. And I've been a man for over 40 years. And I can tell you for free that almost all men will struggle with strain, almost all. The good ones, the bad ones, the gentle ones, the rough ones, the old ones, the young ones, the nice ones, the wicked ones, almost all men will struggle with strain. Just somehow, I don't know all the reasons why, but somehow a man's physiology, a man's psychology, a man's makeup doesn't naturally structure him to even stay with one woman. He has to learn it. It's the right thing, don't get me wrong, but he has to learn it. For most men, they have to learn it. They have to help themselves stay that way. Most men are not structured that way. It's kind of different for women. Women generally are structured for security. So security helps them to be able to, you know, stay with one man easier. This doesn't mean they are not loose women. Of course they are. I'm just saying that for women, one-on-one is a better idea for them because they love security. But for men, it's not so at all. Most men have to learn it. If you check from forever, really, whether it's pre-modern times or Bible times, hardly would you find any of those men of old staying with one wife, really. From Abraham to Jacob to Isaac to Moses to Solomon, I don't even want to mention Solomon, to David. Solomon had up to 1,000 women in his life. It just goes ahead to show you that it's not a natural phenomenon for men. Now, of course, as spirit-controlled men, as born-again Christians, it might be you have the help of the Spirit. But I'm just speaking for men naturally. It doesn't come to men naturally to stay with one woman. It's something they learn. It's something they develop. It's a discipline they develop. Men are not usually structured like that. There was an experiment some people carried out some time ago, and they found out that a man, or they used hens and cocks, you know, and they put a cock and one particular hen, and the cock was able to have sex maybe a couple of times. I didn't know whether it's 8 or 9. I can't remember the exact figures now. But now, later they put the cock with loads of hens, and they found that cock could literally have sex up to 20 or 30 times. Basically, the more the merrier in the way a man's makeup is. He's very used to strain. Another thing about a man also is that he's the amount of time it takes him to move from normal things to sexual arousal is faster than a woman. For a woman, sexuality takes a longer period. A woman needs to talk to you, needs to like you, needs to develop emotional intimacy with you before she's ready for sex. And I'm talking about normal women, okay? But for most men, a man can move from 0 to 100 overnight in 1 second. You know, his engine is like a supercharged V12 engine. He can rev, you know, 0 to 60 seconds in, you know, 0 to 60 kilometers in 1 second. So it's the different thing for men generally. So that's why a man can be planning to go to work today and not have any evil intention in his mind, and by 12 this afternoon, he is already messed up and in trouble. You know, even look at the life of David in scripture. He was just in the balcony, enjoying the fresh air, just seeing a woman having her bath. His whole life changed. As in, his whole life changed just by that thing. It wasn't planned, it wasn't intended. So basically, you know, I'm just saying that most men will struggle with this. They can't tell you, they can't share it with you. Many of them are doing their best to keep it down. They're struggling, but it is a fact. And I've learned this over the years in working with men. No matter the some gentlemen you think, no, this guy can never have a problem. I'm also an infidelity recovery specialist, so I deal with all kinds of men. Serious-minded men, unserious men, good men, bad men, hardworking men, lazy men. Practically almost all men will struggle with strain. You take discipline. Now, what's the wisdom point for you as a woman? Number one, work with that understanding. This doesn't mean you're paranoid, but please work with that understanding. This means sometimes the man can even be innocent and still stray. He can be clueless about what is going on. So you, if you know you have a man in your life, please pay attention to him because he can stray. All right, pay attention to him. And if you are single and in a relationship, help him build the discipline before marriage, okay? Most people make the mistake of having sexual intercourse, thinking if I'm sleeping with him when he's single, that will make him stay. That might, but the issue is that you have trained him not to learn to control his sexual passion. So when he still gets married, he will still desire to have something that is not his, you know, because that's how you trained him. When you were single, he was having something that wasn't his, you know. So as a woman, help that. You know, if you notice when we preach sometimes, we generally put more of the burden of self-control on women. The reason is simple. Because women generally are the ones that control when sex happens in a relationship. Men are the ones that control when security happens in a relationship. What do I mean? Women control when we are going to have sex. Men control when we are going to get married. All right, so that's really how it happens. No matter what happens, a woman can't say, I'm marrying the man. The man has to be willing. So men control the security part of it when they give the woman security, which is marriage. And women are the ones that also control when they give men the sex. So help him when you are single. And even when you get married, still help him, give him attention, and also keep an eye on him, all right, before he strays unknowingly. It can even be unknowing. So men struggle with that. All men, almost all men. All right, so that's number one. Number two, what men wish they could tell you. Men lie, okay? Why do men lie? Simply, men lie because they're usually afraid of how you will handle it. Because these are things that get women confused. Why is he lying? Why does he always lie? Why is he never saying the truth? It's very simple. It's very simple. Men are totally terrified by how you will handle the truth. I'm not saying I'm supporting lying. Like I said at the beginning of this message, I'm not supporting any bad behavior. I'm not endorsing it. Nobody should use this message. In fact, this message is for women, not for men. So I hope the men don't see it. So I'm not endorsing any bad behavior. I'm just explaining to the women why some things happen. All right? Men lie because they are totally terrified of how you will handle the truth. All right? They don't want you to blow up. They don't want you to get hysterical. They don't want you to, you know how you women can be sometimes, you know. So most men feel you can't handle the truth. So they try to manage you. So a lot of them, when they're lying to you, it's out of a good place. They're actually trying to, you know, save you. They think you can't handle the truth. You know, they think you can handle it. Now, I know they are pathological liars. I'm not talking about people like that. I'm talking about a normal, sound, sane guy. He's usually trying to lie or cover up because he doesn't know how you handle the truth. He's trying to manage you sometimes. That's why he's lying. What he doesn't know is that most times, women are actually capable of handling the truth. Yes, they will blow up sometimes, but they have emotional capacity to take any truth. Most men don't understand. Maybe when I do the video for men, I'll tell them. Most men don't understand that women would rather hear the truth and deal with it than to be dealing with a lie. But men don't think like that. So that's why they lie. They are terrified about how you behave. So what's the wisdom point in this for you as a woman? Anytime he comes out and tells you the truth, or even tells you half truth, please don't panic, all right? At least not on the spot. Don't get hysterical. Act like you can handle the truth, all right? He will become more and more open. He'll become more and more confident to tell you the truth, all right? You need to show him that you can handle it, all right? Don't blow up, don't, you know, I see those things all the time, a woman breaking a man's windscreen, breaking TV. If you act like that all the time around him, then he will know he can never tell you the truth, all right? He's terrified. He's terrified about how you handle it. So show, from time to time, whenever he tells the truth, that you can handle it. Put your emotions on hold a bit so that he can have more and more confidence to tell you. If he tells you anything, don't judge him. Very important. Don't use it against him in the future. Create an atmosphere where he feels safe to tell you the truth. Now, what you do with the truth is up to you, but I'm just telling you why he finds it hard, all right, to say the truth. Okay. Okay, number three, men deflect. Men deflect or run away or avoid certain things when they don't know what to do. You need to understand that in the world of men, saying you don't know is like showing weakness. All right, men like to do. Men are solution providers. They are work oriented. They are problem solvers. So whenever they reach a point when they don't know what to do anymore, when they reach a point when maybe you have gotten emotional, and like when a woman begins to cry, those things confuse the man totally. When a woman begins to cry, he doesn't know what to do. You know, when he gets clueless or when he gets when he feels he doesn't know what to do, he deflects. He runs away. He avoids the conversation or he takes it to another level. He moves it from what it is because he's trying to avoid playing or working in an area where he's not knowledgeable. A lot of times we are totally not knowledgeable about what to do emotionally. You know, we know women speak emotionally, women have their own way of appraising a situation. Whenever we run out of ideas, whenever we don't know what to do, we deflect, we avoid the conversation altogether. We stonewall, you know, just because we don't know what to do. So you need to understand that. It's because we don't know what to do that we're running, all right? We always want to please you, but when we don't know what to do, it terrifies us also because we are doers, okay? Number next. Next one, men are clueless. The reason is because we are clueless about your needs, all right? Men are clueless about your needs. Now, men and women are different. Men and women are different. And the way women have been developing relationship-wise, emotionally and relationally from childhood, men are totally doing the opposite. Women are playing with dolls, watching cartoons, watching chick flicks, watching romantic movies. Men are watching football, playing with guns. So we are not developing at the same pace relationally and emotionally. We're not. So when a man meets a woman and likes her and everything and they start a relationship or get married, he is usually clueless about her needs. He is clueless about her needs. We can't figure it out. Now, I know most women don't even like to say their needs because they expect the man to figure it out. You should know what I like. I suffered that a lot when I just got married because my wife would say, leave me, and she expects me to know that that means chase me. You know, my wife would say she doesn't want or she's okay, and you know, how are you fine? And she expects that I should tell from her body language that that fine is not really fine. You see, men are clueless. In fact, there's a good book my wife had to read that helped her then. It was titled, Men Don't Read Minds, They Read Newspapers. Men are clueless emotionally. We don't know your needs. The needs of men and the needs of women are different. The needs of men are very simple. Men's needs are not complicated. So we try to apply that to you and we find out that it's not working. The best thing for you to do as a woman, please tell him your needs. Take it a step at a time. You can tell him that when I'm feeling like this, this is what I want you to do. When this is going on, this is what I want. Teach him. Don't expect him to figure it out. I know that in movies and in all those things and in musical videos, the men figure things out. The men are born romantic. The men know what to do. Most of the men that you will meet will not be like that. They won't instinctively know what to do. Their instincts will even move them usually to the wrong place. So you will train them. So from time to time, tell them what you like. All right, if he's a good man, he will pay attention, he will get the clue. Don't tell him in an argumentative way. Don't tell him in a confronting way, you know. It's not about confronting him, you know. Just tell him nicely when the atmosphere is right. So next time when this happens, this is what I would like. Next time if you offend me, just say sorry instead of buying me something. I would just appreciate that you just tell me you're sorry. You know, coach him like that. He will start to learn. But most men naturally are clueless about the needs of a woman. It's a different world for us. Because in the world of men, we don't apologize. We don't need to apologize to each other. When we just talk, we talk, you know. We don't need to keep in touch. Men don't talk for affection. Men talk for information. So, you know, I don't have to call my friend every week or every day. Whenever I call him, I call him. I would continue from there. But for women, it's different. So you need to coach us and say, hey, my wife had to do that for me. So you have to call me regularly. You can't just see me 1 week and wait till we see next week. Call me in between. You know, so I had to learn that. And even when I called and I would talk, she said, no, you can't just call me like I'm one of your guys. You have to be using daring terms. You have to use this. So that's how I learned. I didn't even meet the relationship coach. I wasn't born like this. A woman trained me. All right. I was trained by the best. Pastor Mildred, where is she? I was trained by the best. All right, so men are usually clueless because our needs are not your needs. So, and we're not as emotionally informed and developed like you. All right, so please keep coaching us. Next point. All right, next point, what men wish they could tell women and they are that they can never tell you. Men are afraid, all right? One of a man's greatest fear is about him being able to be the man that you want him to be. You need to understand this. Most men are afraid that they won't meet up to the standard you have or the standard you have of them, all right? That they won't be the man that they should be. It terrifies most men. That's why men are so work-oriented. Their greatest fear, if you see where they put their attention, it shows what their greatest fear is. Their greatest fear is in losing their position as the head of the home, losing their position as the provider of the home, all right? I know there are some lazy men out there. I'm talking about normal sane men here. Most men are afraid not to be able to provide the kind of comfort, not to be able to provide the kind of leadership that you deserve. So they're terrified about that. They're terrified about that, how the future will turn out. Will they be able to have all the money? Will they be able to provide for you? Will they be able to provide for the kids? It terrifies them. So you need to, from time to time, let your husband or your man know that you believe in him and that you are content with how things are and that you believe things will get better because he's afraid. He's afraid to share this with you. He's afraid to open up with you, all right? He wants to always be admired by you. So he's afraid to share his fears and weaknesses with you. You have to create an atmosphere where he can tell you that he's scared. He can tell you he's worried. And, you know, you can pray with him or you can believe in him and encourage him. Most men are like that. They totally want to continuously be admired by you. It's one of the greatest needs of men, to be admired by you. You know, so that's why they don't like to show you weakness. They don't like to show you any failures or flaws because they want you to keep looking at them. You see, at the end of the day, it's your admiration that they want the most. They want to continue to impress you. All right, they don't mind other people not being impressed, but you that they are married to, you are the one person that they need to be impressed. And you need to know that. So learn to, you know, help their ego, help their strength, help their confidence by believing in that man. Even when he's not doing well, it's important you believe in him. It will help him do well. Instead of talking down at him, instead speak up to him. He will rise up, his confidence will grow, and he will be better. All right, next point. This will be number six, what men wish they could tell you. Men need space because we are not the same as you. So for instance, when a woman is tired, she's replenished by emotional intimacy. So she wants to talk to her loved one. She wants to talk to her romantic significant other. She wants to connect with somebody she's in love with. That's how she's replenished. For men, it's totally opposite. Men need space because emotional intimacy drains us most times. All right, we get replenished by space. That's what happens. Sometimes when we are facing stress or tired or dealing with difficult situations, we need space to process, to think. Thinking is a deeper process for us. It's unlike women. Women can think on their feet. Women are talking and thinking at the same time, talking, doing, and thinking at the same time. We are not like that. When we are thinking, we're not talking. When we're talking, we're not thinking. So, because our engine is a bit different from yours, all right? You guys are sophisticated digital. Men are analog, so. everything is shut down when we are thinking. So we need space. We get replenished with space. I believe also it's because I said in my book, Pink and Blue, that one of the reasons why this is so is that when Adam was in the garden, he was probably alone for a long time. So he wasn't used to companionship. You know, Eve, from the first day Eve came, Eve had somebody to talk to. So Eve was used to companionship. Adam was used to being alone, chewing grass in the bush. So men need space. Men replenish by space. So for once in a while, it's okay to give him space. Once in a while, it's okay for him not to call you every day or for me not to call you every minute. He needs the space. My wife has mastered that. There are times she comes to the room and she just knows that I'm in one of those moods. I'm thinking of something or I'm processing something and she just gives me space. Sometimes she even takes the kids out of the room because my kids are always in my room. She'll take them out of the room, say daddy wants to pray or daddy wants to study or daddy wants just to rest. She'll take them somewhere else and hang out with them. She just gives me space. She understands that it helps me refuel, all right? That's how men are. Men need space. So as a woman, it's okay. Let him have his space. It's okay to sometimes let him even go out with his guys, all right? He can't be replenished by being with you all the time, all right? It's very different from you as a woman. A woman can be with a woman. When a woman is really in love, she cuts off all her friends and she wants to stay with her man all the time. For men, it's totally different. Even though he's in love with you, he still wants to, he needs space from you to be good for you. I don't know if you understand that. All right, so next point. This one is serious. Men want sex. Because that's how we are wired. Sex is such an important part of a man's, you know, physiology or psychology or whatever. By this, I don't mean women don't want sex, but what I'm trying to say is this. Men literally want crazy sex, pure sex. This is not making love. This is just sex, all right? If you leave men, men sometimes want their wives to be like prostitutes. Men want their wives to be crazy, you know, to be adventurous, to just give sex. You know, they don't want to make love. They don't want to have to tell you nice things. They don't want to have to be romantic. They don't want to do foreplay. They just want sex, you know, just plain sex. Men are wired like that, all right? I know for women, oh, the whole process is part of it, foreplay, nice words. That's not how men are wired. Now, of course, that should be the normal thing, but every once in a while, be okay. My wife calls it dutiful sex, all right? There's beautiful sex and there's dutiful sex. So beautiful sex is what we call making love. I'm talking about married people at this point, okay? It's beautiful sex is making love, where there's kissing, romancing, and nice words and all that. But sex is just, sometimes the man just wants sex. He doesn't even want to talk to you. He doesn't want to make love. He doesn't want to do any foreplay. He just wants plain sex like that. Men are wired that way, all right? We don't always need intimacy, all right? Women usually need intimacy. It's a part of the whole thing for them. Men don't always need that. Sometimes men just want sex without intimacy. Now, this is why many men can cheat with people they don't love, you know, and it confuses women. Women will be like, if you love me, why would you cheat on me? Because in the world of women, sex and love always go together. They usually can be separated. But for men, it is very different. A man can love his wife or love his girlfriend and still cheat because sex is a physical act for him. Very physical act, a physical need for him. So he doesn't, that's why he can cheat with the house help, with the housemaid. He can cheat with somebody he just met today. There doesn't have to be a relationship. He doesn't even have to meet you again after that time. You know, for him, it's just a physical thing. No emotions involved. For women, it's very different. All right, for women, women believe them must be emotionally involved before we can have sex. So she's always equating all cheating to saying, how can you love me and still cheat with me, cheat on me? Men can, because sex for them is a different need altogether from emotional need. All right, so you need to understand that. If you are married, make sure sometimes you're okay with just sex and not making love, all right? Very important. If you're not married, wait till you're married. That's the right thing to do. All right, so I hope this video blessed you, and I hope the men won't be angry that I shared all these their secrets, and I hope some people will learn from it. Like I said, I'm not endorsing any bad behavior. I'm just sharing things I know men wish they could tell you, but they can't tell you. I'm your coach, so I'm here to tell you. Don't forget to subscribe. It's important you subscribe, share this video, comment, like, let me know what other things. If you're a man and you watch this, what other things do you like women to know that you can't tell them? If you're a woman, which of these things you agree or not agree with, or whatever your comment is, write in the comment section, share this video, and subscribe. Don't forget, if you need counseling, we provide counseling services, and it's global. From wherever you are in the world, we can do it virtually. So please use the links or the details on the screen and reach out to us. You can talk to me or any of our counselors. We have a team of counselors that works with us. I hope this blessed you. All right, so see you when I do the video for what women wish they want to tell men. All right.